Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Zchus for Rabbi Marini Marasi Shiyichyu. And Zchayu Chavit Fege, Bas Michayu Dispasia. And it's based on the Torah of Meir Barbeinu Rosh Yeshiva, of Hudnil Tzatzal. The kiyum of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Tzimachu Shemayim is by saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And this requires explanation. In Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we don't mention Malchus. So why is that the kiyum of Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim? How about a bit better pasuk? Hashem Malach. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlach Leilam Vader. There are other pasukim of Malchus. Why this pasuk? Rashi in Chumash explains this pasuk, Shashem Elokeinu, who is now our God, in the future will be Hashem Echad in the future, then the nevuah of Tzfanya is going to be fulfilled as Africhel Amim Safa Brura Likroi Kulam B'Shem Hashem. All of the nations are going to call out clearly in the name of Hashem. And this Rashi seems to be a contradiction to the Gemara, that Hashem Echad means that all we're going to have is Hatov Ameit right now. It's not Echad because we have Dayan Emes, we have the Brach we make on bad tidings, and we have the brach you make on good tidings, atoy v'ameitiv. In the future, we're just going to say atoy v'ameitiv. So that's what it means according to the Gemara. Kimt Rashi, Rashi says that Hashem Echad means that in the future, all the nations are going to call out of the name of Hashem. So why is Rashi going against the Gemara? So it must be that from Rashi we learn Pshat Gemara. It's not a stira chas v'shalom. Dov do'achasi. It's one. That there's only going to be an hug of tov v'ametiv. And that in the future all the nations are going to call out as africh al amim. Safa brura. Likro kulam b'shem Hashem. Ze'achat. Ze davar echad. Ikar ha'mafteach l'metziutam l'kiyomam shel kochot prikat ol v'merida b'machut shamayim. The primary key to the metzius and to the kiyum of the powers of throwing off God's yoke and rebelling against God's kingdom came to the world through the horrible hester of Hanhagas Dayan Emes. If the only Hanhaga was Hatov V'Ameitiv, all of the pressures that engender heresy and rebellion would be automatically nullified. And Rashi and the Gemara are saying one thing. When there is going to be a kiyum of the matzav of Hashem Echad, like the Gemara says, it's going to be only Atov V'Ameitiv and Anhag of Dayin Emes is going to be broken through. And we are going to see how everything is really, was, and is Atov V'Ameitiv. So, Memela, everybody is going to call out in the name of Hashem. The reason they haven't until now is because we have Anhag of Dayin Emes, which allows for the Koichos HaMerida and the Koichos of Kfira to run amok. And here we have a Kelashon Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, V'kan mit'oreret hi ota tzmiha ha'ayoma ha'choderet Ad l'tehoma shel ha'nefesh. And here is aroused that awesome wonder, query, conundrum that penetrates to the very depths of the soul. How is it possible to speak about Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, that in the future we're going to be Makabal Malchus Shemayim, when there is no possibility of rebellion? Halo nikbalanu hachok haomer shemalchut v'kavod hem bilti mitziyutiyim. We have a chok that you can't have malchus, you can't have kavod if a person is forced to give it. Is that real kavod? Like, you know, if, let's say you walk into a room and nobody wants to stand up for you. But they're being forced. They're told if you don't stand up for him, we're going to send you 20 years in the solitary confinement in jail. So they're going to stand up. Is that covered? No. That's coercion. Covet is only when someone chooses to give covet. So it would seem then that transforming all of the shyness of the nations to a safa brura, to this clear language to call out b'shem Hashem, actually prevents Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, because they don't have a choice anymore. So how can you say that that is Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim? It's a tarti disasri kafula mechupal, or as they say in the modern parlance, hafuch al hafuch. Not only doesn't Az Afaych bring to Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, it's the opposite. Now they're being forced. We are going to skip all of the explanations that were said and that were going to be said, that are going to be said in handling and straightening out this wonder, this quagmire. And let us get to the tashtit, to the very depths of this matter. We know about a shamayim chadoshim and an eretz chadosho of achris hayomim. We know that there is going to be a new world, a new mitzius, a new heavens and a new earth when the time for achris hayomim comes. And these words create with us, within us, a faulty perception that the primary chiddush will be in the chetza of the world. There will be a new world, as if our intellect will be compelled to remain in its present state of perception. That is a egregious error. Our seichel is a created being, a created entity. And the way it works is the way we were wired by the master of the universe. Birtsoisoi choygeg, ubirtsoisoi memoygeg. V'chidush ha-metziut v'acharit ha-yamim. The chidush of the metzius in achris ha-yamim is going to be primarily in changing the klalei haistaklus shel haseichel. It is going to be in changing the way that our seichel perceives things. That is the chiddush of achris hayomim, a change of perception. Achshav הוא הכרח שבהכרח שבאדם נורמלי השכל שלו גוזר שפעמיים שעד שתיים זה ארבע. In our perception now, 2 plus 2 has to equal 4. Is 2 plus 2 really 4? The answer is no. No. If we think that, we're lacking emunah. 2 plus 2 is 4 because we were wired to think that 2 plus 2 is 4. Is the sea dry? If Hashem wants it to be, it is. Does the sun stand in one place? If Hashem wants it to, it does. Putting aside all theories of a relativity and the earth rotating around the sun, etc. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make the earth not rotate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. And the very same bowl that's blood for a Mitzri will be water for a Jew. In other words, there are these contradictions that we cannot understand right now. And yet, we're going to have a complete shinui tfisa in the future. And yeah, in the future, 2 plus 2 could be 3. And in the future, there are going to be things that now are completely incomprehensible to us. And in the future, it's going to be a davar pashut. Chachamim called the Torah of the future Torah Shel Mashiach. What is the Torah of Mashiach? Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima shezois ha-Torah. So what is Mashiach going to do with the parish of Tumas Meis and Parah Adumah after Tchias HaMeis? And the answer is, we are going to have a new perception of Misa and a new perception of Tahara. And it's not going to be a Kasha, because 2 plus 2 is going to be 3. Again, 2 is not necessarily going to be 3. But our brains are going to be rewired to perceive a completely new reality. We think that what our seichel understands is the way things are, and the things change. Our seichel doesn't change. No, our seichel is wired, and our seichel is going to change. So zechinu ladin, shemalchut shemaim v'tkufat hidgalut shel tov umetiv biladit zkukahi behechreach v'torato shel Mashiach. So we see now that malchut shemaim and the tkufa of his galus of tov umetiv is biladit. That when Tova Metiv will be the only Hanhoga, there will be no Dayan Emes, there will be no bad, there will be only good, that requires the Torah of Mashiach. Again, the only way to have Malchus Shemaim in the future, we're going to have on one hand Malchus Shemaim, true Kabbalah to Malchus Shemaim, on the other hand, Az Afoch El Amim Safa Brura Likwa Kula B'Shem Hashem. They're going to be forced. So how does that work? How does it work that there's going to be a world of Kabbalah to Malchus Shemaim with Hatoiv V'Hametiv, where everything is going to be good? And therefore there will be no, it's going to be Atov HaMeitiv, and there will be no other way other than to be Mekabel or Malchus Shemaim. So it's like the nations will be forced, because there will be no other way to look at it. So how is that going to be Kabbalah or Malchus Shemaim? You can only have a Kabbalah soul if there's the other side. And the answer is, that's the Torah of Mashiach. That means we're just going to see things differently. Right now we can't explain it, because we're just not there. We don't have a frame of reference. We're living in a very limited frame of reference. That's why it's very hard. You talk to people about Olam Haba, they don't have a frame of reference for Olam Haba. They've never experienced anything like it. They are so part of the physical world. Talk to them about a spiritual world. They don't know what you're talking about. That's not the real world. You've got to be in the real world. The real world is the physical world. Yeah, because you're wired that this is the real world. But this is not the real world. Torah Shel Mashiach allows us to see things. That's the Torah of just seeing things differently. And therefore, it's going to be Hatoiv V'Hametiv, and it's going to be Kabbalah Samachal Shemayim. And that's why we have the pasuk of Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimelech Lo'olam V'od. Why don't we say Hashem Govar, Hashem Goyver, V'Hashem Yigbar? Past, present, and future. Why only by Malchus? El Shehem Yimet Vavim. There's no chiddush that Hashem was a gibor, is a gibor, and will be a gibor. When we're in the world of Malchus, the Malchus of the future is a Torah Shel Mashiach. It's a Na'izach. It's not the same Melech as now. And maybe the same Hashem Moloch before creation was also different. Before creation, God was also, but that's a different kingdom that we have now. Where do we see that? Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Telem Kol Yitzir Nevra. He was already king before. La'et Na'asa B'Chavtzo Kol Azay Melech Shemo Nikra. But then after he created everything, now he's called Melech. The Rav writes, Maran Rav Zetzal Be'orot Be'olat Riyah B'Sidur and Adon Olam, the first sentence, Hamluchal Yonah Malchut Ein Sof Muvan Elyon Yaicholet Hamuchlata Litzor Hakol Levro Hakol Vayicholet Hachofshit Ein Sofit Hametzuya Tamid Befoal Begvura Shel Mala Hi Adnut Hamuchlata Vamlucha Amitit Sheomedet Lemala Mikol Shem Mikol Bitui Mikol Kriya Sheyafshrut Ein Laketz VeTachlit Vayicholet Ein LaGvul VaHagdara Hamamlucha Chavuya העומדת למעלה מן הקריאה בחוויון עוזה. כי חמדת כל החמודות, זיו כל הזיווים, שמאורה החפץ העליון, מתגלה לעשות את הכל. את כל. ואז בבחינה זו, שיש כבר מקום לסמן בשם את, בפני שהחפץ האצילי המגביל את הממלכה העליונה, המלכות העליונה, לשם התגלותה של ההוויה המעשית, אז כבר יש מקום לקריאה המלכותית, המלכותית המכונה להצטמצם בביטוי ושם. זאת אומרת, first you have אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא, and that's beyond us, that's למעלה מכל שם. But לעת, at that time, when God created, then we can call him king. Then we can already start talking about a king. But before, we don't even know what we're talking about. And then אחרי ככלות הכל לבדו ימלוך נורא, here the Rav says, a moiridik pshat. What do you mean? ככלות הכל means everything is destroyed. He's going to rule, there's going to be nothing. But ככלות הכל is מלשם klois ha-nefesh. And there's klois ha-nefesh, then we're all going to just want Hashem. לא כליה של חורבן והיעדר, כי אם ככלות, קלה שערי ולבבי חלקי אלוקים לעולם. So we're all going to come back, go back to the source. So that's a Maridic idea. The malchus of the past, the malchus of the present, the malchus of the future, three different things. חוזרים אנו להתחלת הדברים. And now let's go back to where we started. ויקבל סמך לשמיים, נקבע דווקא בתור האחדות ולא בתור מלכות. It's אחדות, not מלכות. Because סתם מלך בלשן הקודש doesn't include within it the new light of מלכות of אחרי סיומן. And therefore we say this Torah of אחדות, השם אחד. הכל הרם הזה מכריז ואומר שהתוכן הנפשי בביטוי זה חורג ממסגרת תפיסתנו והשגתנו והסתכלותנו בהווה. ומתייחס אל הכל הרם הזה לימים רמים. מערכים אנו באחד והאריכות זו דווקא בכל רם הבא. רמז שקוף ללב יש כאן המדובר, הוא ביום שכולו ארוך ורם מאוד מאוד. אריכות וכל רם. So this echod, and we're מעריך באחד, it's a remez to the very long day of the future. ולא עוד, אלא ברגע שבו מתחלקים החיים הזמנים בין החיים הנצחיים בשעת יציאת הנפש, when temporary life connects to, separated from eternal life, meaning when a person dies and then he goes, crosses that road to the other side, then the Jew screams, Echod. Yatsa nishmasui be'echod. In other words, the Achdus is mezgabra and this Piluk, these two types of life, of Chaim Zmanim, temporary life and eternal life, it's all one. It's one Kriya. Echod. That's the secret of Mesiris Nefesh HaKedosh Hashem, Zer Lo Yavin Ezeis. Because that's the Panim Pinim Yusim Shel Knesset Yisrael. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echod Bo'aretz. We understand that it's all one God throughout all the different periods. It's one Hashem, and we just have a different Tfisa. The Hashem of the past, before the world was created. The Hashem of now, as we perceive him now, and we can call him out. And then the Hashem of the future, Klais Nefesh, when our brains are going to be rewired and we're going to see Taras Hashem Mashiach. That even through Atov HaMeitiv, there's going to be Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim. Achasti v'lo arpenu. Once we already have gotten this far, we'd like to take it further. And we find some dvash v'cholov in the feeling that b'shah she'tor ha'achdut, which is primarily found in Kriyat Shema, this unity of God, that it's all good, that God is all good, and that it's all God throughout all of history. When this Torah of Achdus comes to a tefillah, ein anu mistapkim ba'amirat Torah Achdut alav yitbarach, ela shemosifim anu al ze gam et Torah Achdut shel Knesset Yisrael. Halo yodim anu, when we talk about the Torah Achdus of Hashem, we also add on the Torah Achdus of Knesset Yisrael. In our tefillah, we also have that. We know that Anshei Knesset HaGadola, they didn't say Gibor V'Noira, because they said, where's Hashem's Gvura? Where's his Noraos when the Goyim are destroying our Beis HaMikdash? And they know Hashem is true, like Rashi says, Lo kizvu bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they weren't false. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not misnag with anhaga of Gibor and Noira. We can't be mishabechim with descriptions that are mishtayach to this anhaga. That's called chanufa, and therefore it's kazav. We know Hashem is amiti, lo kizvu bo. So if that's true, then how do we say echad? Echad is atoiv v'ametiv. That there's only one anhaga, that it's all good. But we don't see that anhaga now. So how do we, in our tefillah, how do we call Hashem echad? The answer is einachinami. If not for the metzias of Knesset Yisrael in the world, so achdus, the Torah of achdus would be chanifa pshuta, would just be flattery, false flattery, because we don't really see it. But because we have this kivsa achas, we have this one lamb among the 70 wolves, because this kivsa, this lamb, is a metzias of, as we say in the Sukkot, Yechida liyachadoch, and Aishanis. We are miyachid you, and we are one ourselves. So this Torah Achdus goes into tefillah. And we know Hashem is amiti, and our tefillah is a tefillah amiti. And therefore we say in our tefillah, Ato echod v'shimcha echod. You know how we can say you're one and your name is one? Because Mika amcha Yisrael goy echod ba'aretz. Because we, who is like your nation, Israel, one nation in the land. So it's because of the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael, like the Rosh Yeshiva said, pnim pnimiusim shel Knesset Yisrael. This Echod is the pnimius of who we are. And therefore we say, Umika amcha Yisrael goy echod ba'aretz. In other words, in the pnimius of ourselves, we know that Hashem is one, and it's all one hanhaga of Atova Meitiv. And we are that one nation, that we can be machriz on the oneness of God. That it's all one hanhaga of Atoy v'ametiv. And the edus on that is that we're here, we're his miraculous nation, we're the yichid eliyachadach. We're miyached, and we talk about his oneness, and we cry out at the end before we die, Hashem echad. And we bridge that gap between the chayim zman and the chayim nitzchim, that it's all one God. The histaklus in this parsha of Inyanei D'Yoyma, of Parshas Kriyas Yamsuf, teaches us that L'kushta D'Milsa, the truth of the matter is that this event of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim happened to Knesset Yisrael long before the Kriya Shema and before Echod. L'zoya piska shel shirat hayam, Hashem yimloch le'olam va'ed. Hashem yimloch le'olam va'ed. That's the high part of the kriyas of Shiras Hayam. Why is this pasuk not used? That would be a great pasuk for Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Hashem yimloch le'olam va'ed. Why is it only a one-time statement at Kriyas Hayam? Why don't we say it every day twice? Hashem yimloch le'olam va'ed. That's our Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Tshuvat she'ela zo mechayevet havara mukdemet. We have to understand the pasuk of Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed. What happened in Kriyas Yamsuf that was ma'ir this Hashem Yimloch? We don't say this Hashem Yimloch in Gulas Mitzrayim. What happened after at Yamsuf? Something happened now that brought us to the state of saying Hashem Yimloch. In all this system of Nisim, and the common denominator is that it's outside of the realm of nature, Kriyas Yamsuf is unique. Even in the realm of Nisim, it's unique. The general rule that is applicable to the appearance of Nisim decrees that a Nes only has Shilton Zmani. In other words, every Nes is between two boundaries of time, two borders of time. Torah. אשר אותו גם הניסים אינם יכולים לפרוץ, נובע הוא מתוך ההכרזה, כי יסתכל באורייתא וברא עלמא. God looked into the Torah and created the world. The Torah doesn't change, so the laws of nature don't change. And if they do, it's only going to be temporary, just like the Torah. When we change it, and the rabbis say to change the Torah, to do something different, Hara Asha, it's only temporary. The exception to the rule is Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was supposed to be permanent. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to do a pula to stop it. Nete yotcha, lift up your hand, and then the sea went back to the way it was. By the drying up of the Yarden, it says, Kasher nitku kapots ragle akoyhanim. The water went back to its place. In other words, the water went back to its place automatically. It wasn't no special pula was necessary. Hashem came when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf, there had to be a pula. But what about Estako Be'oraisa Bra Alma, that God looked into the Torah and created the world? And just like the world has doesn't change, the world, nature doesn't change permanently. It's like the Torah doesn't change, the world doesn't change. So how can you have a nes here that was supposed to be permanent? So here we get to the heart of hearts of Kriyas Yamsuf. This Shinui Tev of Kriyas Yamsuf is a dugma of the Mahalach of Torah Tzvishal Mashiach. But even though this Torah is an eternal Torah, nevertheless, that's the Teichan Achidish of Torah Tzvishal Mashiach. We're going to understand the world in a different way. Shemayim Chadashim Veretz Chadashim. In other words, the Torah is going to be understood in a different way within the framework of Zos HaTorah Lo Teh Mukhlefes. And the divine spirit of this Hashras HaShechina clarified this Mahalach of this event in the Nesham of Knesset Yisrael at that time. And this clarification was the basis for this divine light. That the purpose here is to reveal the Kabbalah's Malchus includes the Hamlacha of Hayom Ahu of the future. Even though according to the Tfisa of Hayom Hazeh, there is no Malchus in Hayom Ahu because it's forced. And that's the depth of the depths of the Hachraza of Hashem Yimlech L'Olam Vayed. This Shinui Teva of Kriyas Yamsuf is like the Mahalach of the Torah of Mashiach. What's the Torah of Mashiach? We're going to have a new perception of Torah. Our brains are going to be rewired. What's Kriyas Yamsuf? Hashem Yimloich La'olam Vayed. It is going to be a different perception of Malchus. Not the Malchus of now, but the Malchus of the future, which is a different Malchus that our brains are wired to perceive now. So in our tefisa of today, there's no room for Hashem Yimlach L'Olam Vayed, because then it's going to be coerced, it's going to be forced, so where's the Malchus? The answer is the rewiring of our brains. We're going to see things differently. And we're going to understand how even in that state where it's only HaTov HaMeitiv, and everything is good and there's no room for Merida, there's still going to be place for Kabbalah Zvah Malchus Shemayim. And that was perceived at the Yamsuf. Maybe what this means is that the miracle was supposed to be permanent, even though that's seemingly associated with the Torah, because just like the Torah is not changing permanently, so too nature isn't changing. But come the future, there's going to be a different perception of Torah. It's going to be the same Torah, but perceived differently. So it's going to be the same nature, but it's going to be perceived differently. I mean, it's going to be, there's also going to be a change in nature. But Shemaim Chadashim Ve'eretz Chadasha. But it's not going to be a stira to istakel. The point is, it's not going to be a stira to istakel b'raisa b'ra alma to have this permanent miracle in the future. Right now, as we perceive things, it is a stira. Because istakel b'raisa b'ra alma, Torah doesn't change, so too permanently, so too the Bria doesn't change permanently. But then we, at the Kriyas Yamsuf, we got to a point of Hashem Yimlech L'Olam Vo'ed that we were able to now get this new perception. This is the Mahalach of Taras Hashem Mashiach. And now we're able to perceive how the permanent changing of nature is not a steer to the Torah. So this is a very, very deep maimer, and there's obviously a lot more to say. So mitzvah Hashem, hopefully we will. We'll go deeper and yet deeper. Thank you so much for listening. I hope I was an authentic conveyor of these ideas. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.